You know that feeling when you're on a website, maybe you're looking for a return policy or some feature, and you hit a wall, you're confused, a little frustrated, and then you see it, that little green bubble in the bottom right corner.
The universal distress signal of the
Exactly.
internet.
It's the help me button. You click it, you type, where is my order? And you just pray there's a real human on the other end who actually knows what they're doing. We see that bubble everywhere. But today, we're going to sort of peel back the curtain on the massive engine behind it. We're talking about Talk.to.
And just to give you a sense of scale, we're not just talking about some cute little chat widget here.
No.
We are talking about a platform where, and this number, it honestly blew my mind, over 3 billion people interact every single month.
3 billion. That is nearly half the planet's population engaging with this one piece of software.
It's a massive ecosystem. But, here's the problem with that kind of scale. Once you invite 3 billion people to come chat with you, they actually expect you to answer.
Right. And that is the trap. Communication is easy to start. I mean, anyone can install a widget, but it's incredibly expensive to scale
Of
because
course.
suddenly you need an army of people to just type back.
Exactly. So today we're running a bit of a simulation, a thought experiment. We're going to take Talk to this huge communication giant, and we're going to plug it into a new piece of infrastructure called the Auto Content APR.
Think of this as a what-if scenario. We're looking at what happens when you combine this global army of human agents with industrial-grade content engine.
And the goal to figure out if automation can actually save us from the very noise it helped create. I mean, can we use machines to make the humans better at their jobs?
I love that. Okay, so let's dive in. First things first, we need to understand the beast that is Talk.to. I spent some time digging through their about pages, their feature breakdowns, and there's one thing that just screams at you: the price tag.
Or the lack of one.
It is zero. It's 100% free. And I don't mean free trial for 14 days or free, but we hide all the good stuff.
No.
They offer live chat, ticketing, a knowledge base, a CRM, all of it. They say free forever, no ads, no spam. How is that even a business?
It feels completely counterintuitive, doesn't it?
Yeah.
In the SaaS world, we're just trained to expect a monthly subscription, but Talk.to operates on a completely different philosophy.
Okay.
They aren't selling software, they're selling capacity.
Capacity. Break that down for me.
Well, look at the founders. You have this really fascinating mix, Italian, Australian, Indian, Malaysian, spread across 20 countries. They built this global operation that relies on one specific bottleneck,
Human time.
human time. They give away the software to get you hooked so that eventually they can sell you the hired agent.
I saw that. That's on their pricing page, the $1 per hour service.
That's the hook. You install the free widget, it works great, but then you get completely overwhelmed by chats. You realize you can't sleep because customers are messaging you at 2 in the morning from a different time zone. So Talk.to just says, hey, for $1 an hour, we have a professionally trained human who can answer those for you.
That's aggressively competitive price. I mean, who can compete with a dollar an hour?
Almost no one. It creates a very, very low barrier to entry for support, but it also creates a new problem.
Which is?
Even at a dollar an hour, if your agent is spending all day answering, how do I reset my password? Or what are your hours? You are just burning money.
Right. You want that human selling or maybe solving complex problems, not just acting as a broken record.
Precisely. You want them to be high value. And that is where the friction creates the spark for our integration today. This is where the Auto Content API comes into the picture.
Okay, so let's shift gears to this API. When I hear content API, I'll be honest, my brain immediately goes to ChatGPT wrapper. Is this just another bot that writes blog posts for you?
No, and that's a really crucial distinction to make. ChatGPT is a chatbot. It's designed for conversation. Auto Content API is described in the documentation as an industrial engine. It's infrastructure.
What makes it industrial? That sounds, I don't know, heavy.
Think of it like a craftsman versus a factory. A craftsman or a standard LLM interface writes one thing at a time. You give it a prompt, it gives you a text.
One-to-one.
Exactly. This API is designed for what they call hyperscalability. It takes raw data like PDFs, URLs, YouTube videos, and it transforms them into entirely new media formats, programmatically.
So it's not just write me an article. It's take this article and turn it into a video, a podcast, and a summary.
Correct. It's what we call headless content production. Mm. You don't have a creative director sitting there approving every single frame. You just feed the machine data and it spits out media assets.
The documentation called it a Notebook LM API alternative, but for enterprise.
Right. And Notebook LM is great for consumers. I actually use it to summarize my own notes. But you can't build a business on it. You can't just hit it with 50,000 requests an hour.
Mm.
Auto content is designed to be the plumbing behind the walls of a business.
Okay, so we have the free chat platform Dashtalk.to and the Content Factory auto content. Let's smash them together.
Let's do it.
I want to start with maybe the most boring part of the internet, the knowledge base.
The place where user engagement goes to die.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So Talk.to gives you a free knowledge base tool, but usually that just means a business owner has to sit down and type out step one, click here, step two, save. It's so dry. Nobody reads it.
And because nobody reads it, what do they do instead?
They click the chat widget.
Which costs the business time and money. It's a total failure of information design.
So how does the auto content API fix a boring text page?
By turning it into a broadcast. So the API has this specific endpoint for explainer videos. Theoretically, a Talk.o user could point this API at their existing text-based help center.
Okay.
The API crawls the text, writes a script, and then selects an avatar.
Wait, an avatar? As in a digital person?
Yes. You can choose a professional look, a casual look, different ethnicities to match your brand. It generates the voice, syncs the lip movements, adds subtitles, and renders a 60 to 90 second video.
Automatically.
Zero human intervention in the loop. You feed it 50 URLs, you get back 50 video headers an hour later.
That changes the user experience completely. Instead of me having to read a wall of text, I'm just watching a quick tutorial.
And that has two massive impacts. The first one is SEO search engine optimization.
Mm-hmm.
We know Google ranks pages based on dwell time, how long a human stays on a page. The documentation cites a statistic that pages with video are 53 times more likely to rank on the first page of Google.
53 times? That seems astronomically high.
It is high, but think about your own behavior. If you land on a text page, you scan it in maybe 10 seconds and you leave. If there's a video, you press play.
You stay for a minute.
You stay for a minute.
Yeah.
That signals to Google, hey, this content is valuable.
Okay, so I get more traffic. That's great. But we're talking about Talk.to here. The goal is to reduce the support load.
And that's the second impact. Support deflection. If that avatar answers your question in 45 seconds, visually showing you where to click.
You don't click the green bubble.
You don't click the green bubble. You don't need to bother the $1 an hour agent.
So the knowledge base goes from being this passive library that just collects dust to, what did you call it before the show? An active defense line.
That's the best way to see it. Yeah, it filters out the noise so the humans can focus on the signal. It handles all that tier one support automatically through media.
I like that.
Yeah.
But let's talk about those humans, the Talk.to agents.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we filter out the really easy stuff, they still have a job to do.
For sure.
And if I'm a business owner, hiring a stranger in a different time zone for a dollar an hour, I'd worry about quality. How do they know my business?
That is the classic outsourcing dilemma, isn't it? Knowledge transfer. How do I get the information out of my head and into the brain of someone in, say, the Philippines or Jamaica instantly?
Usually you send them a PDF.
Yeah.
Here is our 2025 company policy. Please read it.
And let's be honest, do they read it? Maybe. Do they retain it? Probably not. Text is just hard to digest when you're trying to onboard for five different clients.
Mm.
This is where the internal podcast feature of the auto content API becomes really interesting.
Internal podcast. So we're making a radio show for our own agents.
In a way, yes. The API can ingest those really dry compliance PDFs, technical manuals, product updates, and it converts them into audio summaries.
So it turns the memo into an episode.
Exactly. Now, just picture the workflow of that remote agent. They might be commuting on a bus in Manila, or they might have 10 minutes of downtime between shifts.
Right.
They are not going to read a dense PDF on their phone screen, but they will listen to a 5-minute audio briefing.
It fits into the dead time of their day. It's passive learning.
It makes the knowledge accessible. And the tech goes a step further with something called voice cloning.
This part sounded a bit sci-fi to me, but I can totally see the utility.
It's becoming pretty standard. The CEO or the business owner records a 30-second voice sample. The API clones that voice model. Now, every daily update, every new product briefing is delivered to the agents in the founder's voice.
It is. Wow, that's powerful. You could have a team of 50 agents who feel like they hear from the boss every single morning, but the boss hasn't spoken a word.
It builds culture at scale. Talk.to provides the bodies. Auto content provides the alignment. It bridges that distance gap. It ensures that the $1 an hour agent sounds just as informed as the in-house team because they're consuming the same info in a format they actually enjoy.
Speaking of distance, we have to talk about language.
Yeah.
Because when I look at the specs for both of these companies, the overlap was just huge.
The numbers match up almost perfectly. It's uncanny.
Talk.to supports over 45 languages in their widget. Auto Content API supports over 50.
And Talk.to makes a really big deal about being global. Their founders speak 7 languages between them. They get that the internet isn't just English anymore.
Right.
If you want to sell to the world, you have to speak to the world.
But here's the bottleneck again. If I'm a small U.S. business using the free version of Talk.to, I don't have a German copywriter. I don't have a Japanese video editor.
And you shouldn't need one. This is where we get into what we can call instant globalization. Mm. Let's play this out. You have a great English help center with all those videos we just talked about.
Okay.
Then you start getting traffic from, say, Brazil.
Usually I just let Google Translate handle the text on the page.
Right.
I mean, it's clunky, but it kind of works.
For text, sure. But what about that video? What about the audio? The Auto Content API allows for a workflow where it takes your English source, it transcribes it, translates it, and then resynthesizes the media.
So it generates a whole new video with a Portuguese-speaking avatar.
That's correct. And a German podcast. And a Spanish short. You aren't just translating words. You were translating the asset itself. The avatar's lips even move to match the Portuguese audio.
That effectively multiplies your total addressable market, your CAM, overnight.
Without increasing your headcount at all. You are suddenly a multinational media company, operationally speaking, but your payroll hasn't changed a bit.
That fits the talkophonsphing perfectly. Be where your customers are. If they're in Italy, be Italian.
And be Italian in video, not just in text. It builds trust. And trust makes people click that chat widget.
Okay, so we've optimized support, we've trained the agents, we've gone global, but there is one piece of the puzzle left.
Traffic.
Traffic.talk.talk, I want you to get people to the website so they can chat in the first place.
You can't support customers who aren't there.
The source material for Auto Content talks a lot about real-time social intelligence and something they call newsjacking. That sounds aggressive.
It's a standard marketing tactic, just automated. Newsjacking is injecting your brand into a breaking news story. But usually you're just too slow. By the time you write the blog post, the trend is over.
So how does a machine speed that up?
The API has a listening component. It monitors feeds from ex-formerly Twitter and Reddit. It's looking for keywords, sentiment spikes, trending topics.
So it's basically listening to the internet's pulse.
Exactly. Let's say you run a crypto exchange and you're using talk.to. The API detects a sudden spike in Bitcoin crash. It triggers what they call a reaction loop.
Okay, walk me through the loop. What happens in the black box?
First, it hits the deep research endpoint to find out why it's crashing. It pulls the facts from news sources. Then it generates a script explaining the crash. After that, it produces a vertical video short using an avatar.
And finally,
it publishes that to TikTok or YouTube Shorts.
And the timeline for all of this?
Minutes. While your human marketing team is still slacking each other asking, hey, should we post something about this? The API has already published the video.
And that video then acts as a funnel.
It drives them to your site. The video says, worried about the crash, chat with our experts, and boom, they're on your site, clicking the talk.to widget.
Now the skeptic in me says, sure, but is it profitable? Because video production is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm paying an agency, say, $300 for a video, I can't afford to make 10 videos a day about random news trends.
And that is the financial logic that really struck me in the report. They broke down the cost per asset.
Uh-huh.
A manual video is anywhere from $50 to $500, depending on quality. An Auto Content video is priced in credits. On their business plan, it works out to roughly €4.
€4 versus $300.
That price difference isn't just a discount. It changes the strategy entirely. It unlocks the long tail.
Explain the long tail for the listeners.
In search, the long tail refers to all those weird, super specific queries that only a few people search for, like how to fix a 2004 toaster oven handle. You would never, ever pay $300 to make a video for that. You'd never make your money back.
But for €4.
For €4, if one person watches it, clicks the talk.to widget and buys a spare part, you're profitable. You can just flood the zone with niche content that a human team could never justify producing.
It really levels the playing field. Talk.to gives the small business the enterprise communication tool. Auto Content gives them the enterprise production studio.
It feels like two halves of a whole, doesn't it? Talk.to is the venue. It's where the party happens. Auto Content is the flyer that gets people in the door and the bartender that answers their questions once they arrive.
And both of them seem to be fighting the same enemy. Friction. Talk.to removes the friction of talking to a business. Auto Content removes the friction of creating for a business.
And if you zoom out, this leads us to a much bigger shift in how we view the web entirely. We are moving toward what the industry is calling the agentic web.
The agentic web.
Yes. We're used to humans reading the content, but increasingly, AI agents like the bots in Google Search or Siri or ChatGPT are the ones reading content to answer human questions.
Right. When I ask an AI a question, it's pulling that information from somewhere.
Exactly. And by using something like auto content to structure your data, turning it into clear FAQs, videos, transcripts, you are essentially formatting your business to be readable by those agents. You're making your brand machine readable.
But then Talk.to ensures that when the question becomes too complex or it requires actual empathy.
There is a human waiting. You automate the information, but you humanize the connection.
That's a powerful combination. It's not about replacing the human. It's about clearing the clutter so the human can do what they do best.
Which is exactly what Talk.to claims in their own marketing. Get close to customers, and you can't get close if you are buried in repetitive support tickets.
So here is the question we want to leave you with today. We are living in an economy of content saturation. There's just too much stuff out there.
Infinite shelf space, but very limited attention.
Right. So in that world, who wins? Is it the one who just shouts the loudest? Or is it the one who can turn their boring static PDFs into a 247 multimedia broadcasting network for pennies on the dollar?
It's a question of leverage. Are you building a bottleneck or are you building an engine?
Something to think about the next time you see that little green chat bubble. Thanks for diving in with us. See you next time.